Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Ginger London. Thank you so much for joining me. I am excited. As you know, we are in the month of March, and March is National Women's History Month. And so we are celebrating that as we always do each year. And this year is very different. It's a little exciting, or rather, it's a lot exciting for me. We're going to finish out the month strong with a Confidence Makeover for Women Challenge. It's going to be a 15-day challenge. We're hosting that challenge on Facebook. Also, we're doing some radio shows here as a part of the challenge. And we're going to kick it off today with the pre-challenge series, where we're going to be doing four teachings here on the radio show before we kick it off on March 17th. So I'm excited about that. And so as we go through these four sessions, I want you to make sure you have notebook, pen, pencil, paper, whatever you need, so that you can take notes and remember. And certainly, of course, you can always come back and listen to the replay so that you can get what you need and make sure that you grasp all of the information that you needed to. And so let's get right into it. For all of the women that are joining us, I pray that you have an ear to hear, and that as God speaks to us and speaks to you, that you'll begin to embrace a stronger confidence, or you'll strengthen the areas of your confidence that are weak, so that you can walk in your assigned purpose, so that you can be the woman God created you to be, so you can accomplish the things and the tasks and the assignments that have been assigned to your life. So once again, welcome to the Confidence Makeover for Women 15-day challenge. As we celebrate National Women's History Month, we are going to be looking at the incredible contributions of women throughout history. I'm thrilled to extend a special invitation for you to stay with us through the entire journey. If you haven't joined or been a part of in Facebook, I encourage you to join the group. I've also put the link in the radio broadcast description, where you can click it and go ahead and join the Facebook group if you're on Facebook. Remember, the official challenge kicks off on March 17th. So as we do these pre-challenge radio series entitled Empower Her, we're going to take a deep dive into some lessons of the past. We're going to take some deep dives into how you see yourself today. We're going to look at what you need to do to position yourself to be the woman that you really desire to be, and certainly the woman that you were created to be. So get ready to be inspired, to be empowered, to be uplifted as we celebrate the resilience and the strength of women everywhere. So the four pre-challenge shows tonight, we've been just talking about the past can be a powerful teacher. Tomorrow, number two, we're going to talk about the power of self-talk, embracing your inner warrior. And then number three, the power of sisterhood. And then the fourth pre-challenge show is manifesting your best self. So be sure to stay with us as we go through these four pre-challenge days, and stay with us as we go all the way through to the very end of the challenge. At the end of the month, March 31st, we'll be closing it out, but hang in there. It seems like a long time until you actually start engaging in it and doing what you need to do to better yourself, to get yourself together so that you can actually be the best person that you can possibly be. And so before we get into the radio show for tonight, I just want to talk to you briefly about how the challenge is going to go. The 15-day challenge is going to go, so you can have some idea of how that's going to work, so that you can decide whether or not this is the best fit for you. And you may know someone, you may know another lady or another sister who needs to actually go through this so that she can be empowered, so that she can live her best life. And so again, we're talking about 15 days that we're going to spend together. And so, and here's how they're going to look. So we're going to have week one, where we're going to be talking about discovering your divine design. You know, what is it that you were created to do? You know, Psalm 139:14 says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. We want to look at how you actually reflect on what your inner unique strengths are, your talents, your qualities. We're going to talk about your uniqueness and how you make that, how you can contribute positively to the world that's around you. So on day one, we're looking at discover your divine purpose in life. And a lot of times purpose is a main issue for people, but we're still at the top of a new year. So make sure that you participate. Then on day two, we're going to talk about cultivate gratitude. Here's what we're going to talk about. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We're literally going to be looking at how you can take gratitude and have gratitude become the foundation upon which you build your confidence so that you can walk in the fullness of what you were created to do. We'll talk to you about how to create a gratitude journal, how to take moments to just thank God for special qualities or attributes that he's blessed you with, right? Because we're talking about you, so we have to do a lot of focus on you. But with that spirit of gratitude, you can thank God for knowing the intricate, delicate parts of your being. And once he reveals those to you, then you can go on to actually fulfill what God has called you to do, or begin to celebrate that. And then on day three, we're going to actually talk about embracing your true identity, knowing who you are. In God, knowing who you are, knowing who you were created to be, knowing who the woman is on the inside of you that you desire to be. Sometimes we know who we want to be, we just don't know how to get there. We don't know how to bring that woman that's on the inside of us on the outside. So we're going to be actually talking about that. And then we're going to be looking at how you mirror all of that. How do you set your intentions on being that confident woman? You know, those types of things. And so we're going to be dealing with a lot over the next 15 days together, starting on March 17th. We're going to do it 1 week at a time. We're going to take our time. We're going to make sure that you understand everything that's going to be taught in the challenge so that you can get everything that God wants you to get in this challenge. So hang in there, stay connected, stay strong, stay in faith. It's literally going to be an exciting time for you during this period of time. And so hang in there. So let's get started on tonight. Give me just a second. I'm going to pause just for a quick little small break, and then we're going to come back and get right into the teaching on tonight. Okay, everybody, I hope you're ready. Got your pen, paper, everything ready. Let's talk about the past can be a powerful teacher for you. And so when you think about that, I want you to think about it. I want you to reflect back on the history of women. Since we're in National Women's History Month, I want to start this journey by taking a moment to reflect back on those remarkable her story of women, our history of women, from the pioneers who blazed trails to the unsung heroes who tirelessly for justice, women have played pivotal roles in shaping the world we live in today. And so if we think about just maybe one or two of those trailblazers, we think about Rosa Parks, who refused to give up her seat on a segregated bus. When we think about Marie Curie, the first woman who won a Nobel Peace Prize, remind us of the power of courage and determination in the face of adversity. Their legacies have helped us shape our lives and at least our understanding in the world that's around us. And so when we think about our past and we think about how does the past become a teacher to me? How do I learn from the past? And I know sometimes it's really hard to do that because we want to let the past go. We want to say, you know, wow, it's over. And so let's just let that go. But sometimes we actually need to make the past become the most powerful teacher in our lives. That doesn't mean that we hold on to it, but we do need to glean something from it. So there are many lessons that can be learned from the past, from your past mistakes, from your bad experiences. You can certainly gain a positive perspective from your successes. These are the moments of where you maybe have experienced some self-doubt, doubt in your confidence, you know, and of course, when we think about it, that when you're experiencing your past, and if your past was one that was filled with bad experiences, it was filled with mistakes, your perspective about life was off, it certainly can hinder your confidence. It certainly can put you in a mindset that you don't think highly of yourself or you don't think enough about yourself to even position yourself to succeed in life. You're always putting yourself down. You're always looking at what happened in your past, and you're blaming yourself for it. You know, maybe a relationship didn't work out. You got fired from several jobs and thinking it has to be all you. And sometimes it's just how we perceive ourselves, and because we don't have our lives lined up with purpose, then sometimes we go off track. And when we go off track, sometimes we stay off track for a very long time. And so your failures and successes can give you a lot of information. It's also true in your social interactions, in your important relationships, and in every other aspect of your life. You can glean a lot of information about who you are and what you have been doing with your life when you look back over it. So, you know, when you enjoy a great outcome, you know what works. When you encounter similar situations in the future, you're confident you can succeed. So when you look at your past and what you can glean from your past, then we're looking at those things that you can take and turn them into diamonds. You know, those rough stones, those rough, raggedy stones that are in your life that have the potential of becoming a diamond. We're looking at that saying, how do I clean this off? How do I shape it so that it can become that sparkling, brilliant diamond that we see in stores? How do I shape my life so that my light is shining before men so they can see my good works, not encounter me with a negative mindset, speaking poorly about myself, not being confident in works in a skill set that I have when I know that I'm good at it. But because of what's going on in my mind, I never give myself the credit that I need to give myself. So when you think about your failures, when you think about your past, sometimes you're thinking about, what does that tell me? It tells me about the things that don't work. Right. When I look at my failures, when I look at my past, it tells me what doesn't work. And I need to be able to identify those things that don't work so that I can develop a discipline that where I'm not repeating those things. Why? Because they don't work. Right. I need to develop practices and disciplines that work in my life. So if I've had a mirage of failures, when I go back to glean my life, what I'm learning from that are the things that don't work, right? That information can be powerful. Powerful is what you learn from your successes, right? We can't be afraid to go back into our past and discover what didn't work so that we don't let history continue to repeat itself and we're not moving forward in life. And so with each negative life experience, you're given knowledge from that. But if you don't go back intentionally to learn what that knowledge is to glean from that, then you'll never know it. And because you don't have the knowledge to empower yourself to move forward and to do something differently, before you know it, history is repeating itself and you're right back to experiencing the same type of failure that you experienced before, repeatedly, I should say. So one of the most important keys to improving your any area of your life is to take smart actions, right? You have to take those actions that move you forward. You have to take the actions that break the barrier of repeated cycles that are not working in your life. So when we think about the past being a really good teacher, we have to think about the knowledge that we can learn from the past and how we can use the right knowledge from our past to actually overcome any challenges that we are facing in life. So when we look at all of that, when we look at what's going on or what has gone on in our past, is there anything I need to bring to the forefront? Is there anything that I need to bring into the forefront so that I can dissect it, glean from it, and then dismantle anything that I don't need? Sweep the debris out. Keep the lessons that you learn when you go back and review it. But anything that might hinder you, you have to sweep the debris out, get rid of that so that you can go forward with a clean house, if you will, meaning mindset, emotional intelligence, right perspective in life, where your conversations are right, what you hear is correct, you're hearing the correct way, and your hearing is not, but your hearing is filtered through the vision that you have for your life and what you want to accomplish in life. And so I encourage you to make absolutely sure that this is what you're doing. So I want to give you some action steps that you can take that will help you to actually learn from your past, glean from it, and then just move on as we prepare to actually walk in stronger confidence. So I want you to write about three times you felt highly confident and then three times you felt self-doubt. So you have two things to do. You want to write down three times you felt highly confident and three times you felt self-doubt. And then I want you to note the factors that influenced both sets of feelings. What were those factors that influenced that confidence that you were feeling? And then what are the factors that influenced the self-doubt that you were feeling at the time? So three times that you felt highly confident about something in your life or about yourself, highly confident, and then three times you felt self-doubt. And then pay attention to the factors that influenced the way you felt at the time you felt it. So when you were feeling highly confident, what were the factors that influenced you feeling highly confident? And then when you had self-doubt, what were the things that caused you to feel self-doubt, that where you did not have the confidence that you needed to have in your life? And so it's very important that you go back in your past, glean it, learn from it, acquire the knowledge that's going to empower you to move forward. Anything that hinders you or is considered what I call just debris, just garbage, just junk that gets in the way of you moving forward, sweep it out, let it go. Sweep it outside of the inner courts of your being, your heart, your emotions, your mindset, your conversation, how you see life, how you hear, how you engage with other people. Call that the inner courts, and you're not going to be able to allow the debris to linger and stay in the inner courts if you want to become a confident woman. You want to move forward in life and do great things with your life. You're not going to be able to have debris lingering around in your life. So thank you so so much for joining me for this short, brief pre-challenge encouragement to get you ready for the main challenge. I want to encourage you every conversation we have, every radio show, you know, everything that we do in the main challenge, all of it is going to be to help you build the confidence that you want to have so that you can move forward, so that your life can be aligned with your core values, your beliefs, and what your purpose is in the earth. So I celebrate you on today as being God's created woman, created to do great things, and I want to encourage you to do great things with your life. Hang in there no matter where you are, no matter what level you're on. There's room for improvement, and don't let anyone tell you this is just the way that you are. Nothing will change. It's never going to get any better. That's not true. You can bring change to your own life. You can strengthen your own confidence. You can do away with self-doubt, and you can embrace self-improvement. You can embrace courage. You can embrace confidence. You can embrace purpose. You're designed to do great things in the earth, and in order to do that, you have to walk in a greater strength than self-doubt and lack of confidence. You have to build that foundation so that you can walk in the fullness of what God has called you to do. Take care, everybody. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening on today. Join me on tomorrow when we're going to be talking about the power of self-talk, embracing your inner warrior. God bless you, everyone. Take care.